Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yidzayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Yidzayin Amud Beis, about 9 lines from the top, by the word Shekain Gadol Makriv Chelik Bereish. So the Mishnah said, Shekain Gadol Makriv Chelik Bereish, V'noito Chelik Bereish. That the Kohen Gadol, he is able to be makriv v'chelik bereish and noitel chelik bereish. So the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Ketzad makriv chelik bereish, what does it mean that he's makriv chelik bereish? Aymer, he could say, Ayla zu ani makriv, I'm going to take this Ayla, I want to be the one who's makriv this Ayla. Or Mincha zu ani makriv, I want to be the one who's makriv this Mincha. He could choose whenever he wants to be makriv, whichever carbon it is. Ketzad noitel chelik bereish, and what does it mean he's noitel chelik bereish? So says the Braisa, Aymer means he could say, Chatazu ani aichel, that I want to eat this chatas, or asham ze ani aichel, I want to eat this asham. He could take, the chalakim of whichever carbon he wants. The Chavetz Chaim in Zevach Toida over here points out that he's only allowed to take it to eat it himself. He can't take it to give out to other people. And he says it's meduk like that in our Gemara. The lashon of the Braisa is Chatazu ani aichel, that I'm going to eat it. So it's mashman. Only if he's going to eat it, so then he could take a chelik bereish. It's interesting. The lashon of the Rambam in Parakei of Hilchos Kliya Mikdash Alacha Yud Beis, he says v'naitel chelik bereish. So he says ketzad kishayirta when he wants oimer zu achat the shali v'zeha asham shali. He doesn't say ani aicha. It's just some interesting diak that the Chavetz Chaim is points out that the mashmais of the Brayis is mashma that the Kohen Gadol could only take it if he's going to eat it. The Rambam's mashma a little bit that no, he could just stam, he could take it and then he could give it out. It's his. But either way, so he could take whichever chilek he wants to eat. He could say chatazu ani aichel, asham zani aichel. The night again, this is only if he wants to. It's not that he has to take it to eat it and he has to do that avodah, but if he wants to, whenever he wants, he could do all these things. V'naito chala mishtei chalos. He could take one of the chalos of the shtei alechem of Shavuos. There was a carbon of two breads. He could take one of the chalos. Arba yichamish v'meis alechem upon him. And he could take 4 or 5 of the loaves of bread of the lechem upon him, of the 12 lechem upon him that were on the shulchan every week and given out afterwards, after Shabbos. So he could take 4 or 5. The Gemara will explain why, which one. We'll see. But he could take 4 or 5 of the breads of the lechem upon him. And Rabbi Aymer la'ilam chamesh, that no, you could always take 5 of the breads of the lechem upon him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'haysa la'arin u'labanav, mechtzi la'arin u'mechtzi la'banav. The pasuk says, v'hayu la'arin u'labanav. So Rabbi Darshan's mechtzi la'arin u'mechtzi la'banav. That half to arin, meaning to the Kohen Gadol, u'mechtzi la'banav, meaning to the other kehanim. And we'll see in the Gemara that 2 of the chalois were not divided, so it was only 10. That were divided, and therefore each one could take 5. And we'll see in the Gemara that the Chachamim say you could only take one less than half. He has to always take less than half. So less than half, so if they're dividing 10, so then that less than half would mean taking 4, because half would be 5, so you could take 4. But there's some shittas that say that they actually divided 12, so that's when it means 5, because if they're dividing 12, then half would be 6, so then they could take a 5, so that's when it means 4 or 5. But we'll see in the Gemara. And the Ritva points out that the Chachamim are chilek on the whole drasha of Rebbe Darshan, Vaisel Aaron Ulabanov, that it means Mechzil Aaron Ulabanov, the Chachamim are chilek that it just means that the Kohen Gadol could take a significant portion, but it would be disrespectful to equate the Kohen Gadol to all the other Kehanim and say that he could take as much as everyone else. That wouldn't be Derech Eretz, and therefore he has to take less than half. Either way, says the Gemara Vayter now. Hagufa kasha, amri noito chala achas mishtei chalos. The Gemara is analyzing the Braisa that we just said. The beginning of the Braisa said that he could take one chala of the 2 chalos of the shtei alechem of Shuas. So 1 out of 2, so that's half, that's exactly half. So money, who's the Tana of the ratio of the Braisa? The Rebbe he, Damar Pal Gashakal, who says that he could take half. Right, we said, lefila chamim, it's always one less than half. But we'll fract the Gemara, the Eim Mitziyasa. What does the middle say? The middle of the Braisa says, Arba Yichamish v'meis lechem upon him. That you could take 4 or 5 from the 12 of the lechem upon him. So 4 or 5, that's Asan l'Rabbanon. That's like the Rabbanon, the Amri Loi Shakal Palgadu, who says that he's not allowed to take half. So, but then Eim Seifa, and the Seifa says, Rabbi Aymer l'Ilam Chamish. So it comes out that the ratio which said he could take 1 out of the 2 of the shtei alechem, the seifa, which says loilam chamish, that's Rebbe. It would be tziasa rabbanon, and then the middle of the brisa, we like stuck in the sheet of the rabbanon. It's a very choppy brisa. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Reisho Mitzias Rabbanan. Then no, we're going to give two terutzim. This is Abaye's terutz. We'll see soon Rava's terutz. Abaye's terutz is that no, really the Reisho and the Mitzias, the both the Reisho and the middle case is the Rabbanan. I mean, the Chiddush is that even the Reisho, which says that the Kohen Gadol could take one out of the two Shtei Alechem, that's a Liba the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan are Maida, that's not Derech Eretz, it's not Eirech Ara, it's not Derech Eretz to give a Prusa, to give a little piece, to give not less than a whole piece of bread to the Kohen Gadol. So since by the Shtei Alechem, what would be if we would say that he has to take less than half? There was only two of the, there was two, Shtei Halechem, it was two breads. So half is one. So what would be less than half? It would be less than one. It would mean giving him a half a loaf of bread. So being that it's not Derech Eretz to give the Kohen Gadol anything, it's not a Shalem, so therefore we could give him a full bread by the Shtei Alechem. We'll give him exactly half. So the Rabbanan are made over there that will give him half. But really the Reisha and the Mitzias are all the Rabbanan. And then the end, we mentioned Rabbi Shita. So it's not such a choppy brisa. Now the Gemara just wants to explain now the Shita of the Rabbanan. Umay Arba Yichamish. What does it mean when the Rabbanan said Arba Yichamish? That's four or five. Which one is it? Is it four or is it five? So it says the Gemara, it depends. L'Rabbanan da'amin nechnas neitol sheish v'yotzi neitol sheish, according to the Rabbanan in Mesechta Sukkah, who say that the Mishmar which comes in and the Mishmar who leaves, they divide all 12 breads equally. Each one gets six. Like we've mentioned in the past, that all the Kehanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, and each Mishmar served a different week in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbanan Shita is that the Mishmar that was leaving that week after Shabbos and the Mishmar that was coming in, the new Mishmar, they would divide the lechem upon him, the 12 breads equally, each one would take six. V'schar ha-gafas da'laso yisloi. And no one would get, meaning the Mishmar ha-nichnas, the Mishmar that was coming in, wouldn't get paid for locking the door. As we'll see soon, the other sheet is that they would get paid. But the Mishmar ha-nichnas would not get paid for closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. So then it comes out, so they were dividing all 12 equally, each one was getting six. So mishtei masri bayim miflag, so they have to divide all 12 equally. And therefore, batzer chada mipalga, chamei shako. So if you take away one less than half, so it comes out, the Kohen Gadol could take five. He could take five of the breads, so that's when he takes five. And Rabbi Yehuda damar nichnas neitol sheva, shtai b'schar hagavas delasos, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Mishmar ha-nichnas actually takes seven of the breads, that the Mishmar ha-yotze takes five, the one that's leaving takes five, and the Mishmar that's coming in takes seven, because before they divide the lechem upon him, first they get two b'schar hagavas delasos. And then, so that once they get their two for closing the gates, so now there's ten left, they divide the ten equally, each one gets five. So it comes out that the Mishmar, the new Mishmar gets seven, and the Mishmar that's leaving gets five. The Yotze Nato Chamesh, the one that's leaving takes five. So it comes out, how much were they actually splitting? Ten. So Me'aser Bay Mifluk. So Batzer Chado Mipalga V'Shakul Arba. So yes, the Kohen Gadol can only take one less than half. So one less than half over here is four. So that's what it means when the Rabbanan said four or five. It depends. If you're going like the Rabbanan, then it's five. If you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that means four. That's just pshat in the Shita of the Rabbanan. But regarding the Kasha that we asked, that Reisha v'seifa Rabbi and Mitzias Rabbanan, so Abai is answering that no, the Reisha really is like the Rabbanan. The Reisha would say that he takes one out of the two of the Shtei Alechem, that's even like the Rabbanan, because it's not Derech Eretz to give him less than half. Rava Amar Kule Rabbihi. Rava says a different Eretz, said no, the whole entire Braisa is Rabbi, even the Mitzias is Rabbi. V'savar like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mishmar Nichnas gets Schar HaGavaz Delasle, so they get those two. So they're always splitting ten, and therefore the Kohen Gadol always takes half, according to Rabbi's allowed to take half, and therefore it's always five. And that's why he gets one out of the two Shtei Alechem, and that's why it's always five in the Sefer, that he always gets five out of the Lechem upon him. So what still just needs to be explained is what's the Pshat in the middle of the Braisa, where we said four or five. So says the Gemara of Elamai Arba, Hachamish Baila Mishkal. So then why does the middle of the Braisa say four or five? It's always going to be five. So says the Gemara like Kasha, Hadikar Mishmar Misakev, Hadalekar Mishmar Misakev. There are certain times where on Yontif, all the Mishmaris would have the rights to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever Yontif came out. So sometimes Yontif would fall out right near Shabbos. Either Shabbos was right before the Yontif, or Shabbos was right after the Yontif. And therefore, there were some Mishmaris that would stay by the Beis HaMikdash for Shabbos, because it was too close to Yontif to leave, or to come after Shabbos. So on those weeks, So the halacha is, the Gemara in Sukkah says, is that they would all the mishmaris that would stay over that extra Shabbos, they would all split two of the lechem of the lechem apanim, two of the breads. So even though Rebbe holds that they always split 10, that there was always schar agavas glasses, and they always split 10, there are some times where they only split 8. Because sometimes you had a mishmar misakif. If it was by a Shabbos, that was by yontif. And those weeks that there was a mishmar misakif, so they were only splitting 8. And in which case, since the kohen gadol could take half, so he could take 4, and that's what it means, 4 or 5. So says the gemara, like hasha hadikar mishmar misakif. When there's a mishmar misakif, then it's 4. And hadaleka mishmar misakif. When there's no mishmar misakif, then it's 5. In fact, the Gemara explains, the Ika Mishmar Misakiv, if there is a Mishmar Misakiv, so Mishmaina Bayil Miflag, so then they're splitting up 8, right? Because like we said, 2 are out of the Chalukah, 2 are for the Schar Gavas Glosses, another 2 are for the Mishmar Misakiv, so that's 4 out of the 12 are gone now already, so we're left with 8, they're splitting 8. Veshakul Arba, and the Kohen Gadol could take 4. And he lack a Mishmar Misakiv, if there's no Mishmar HaMisakiv, so then Me'eser Ba'ilu Miflug, so then they're splitting 10, because there's still the 2 from the Schar Gavis to Las Vegas that are out of the equation. So they're splitting 10. Veshakul Chomesh, he could take 5. So that's the Pshat in the middle of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, my Rabbi Aymer al-Aylam Chomesh. So what does it mean when Rabbi said al-Aylam Chomesh? It's not Le'olam Chamesh, it's 4 or 5, like the middle of the Braisa says. So why does Rebbe then say in the end of the Braisa, Le'olam Chamesh? It says the Gemara, it's Takashver, Kasha. The Ritva points out that it's not a Tiyufta, that a Rav's Teretz is still a Teretz. Sometimes the Gemara refutes a Teretz and they'll say Tiyufta. When the Gemara says Kasha, we're not saying that Rav's Teretz is out the window. We're still keeping the Teretz, it's just this is the Kasha. But there is a way to answer it. And Ritva gives a couple of suggestions. The first suggestion he gives is a little bit easier. He says that really it could be that the way you read the Braisa is that Rebbe says 4 or 5, and why would he ever get 5? Because Rebbe Aymer L'Aylam Chamesh. Because Rebbe says he gets 5, because the Kohen Gadol could take exactly half, because Rebbe has a drasha that the Kohen Gadol could take half. That's the way you have to read the Braisa. A little bit choppy, but it's definitely a kasha, but there is a way out. That's what the Ritva explains.